For Syrian activist Sawad Hadia, there's a semblance of normalcy in her new life in Cairo. But the horrors of her homeland are never far away. Hadia lived in Ghouta, fleeing a few months before what the United Nations confirms was a sarin attack on the Damascus suburb August 21st. But even with that personal connection, she says the international focus on securing Syria's chemical weapons is far too narrow. Hundreds may have died from chemical agents, she argues. But more than 100,000 others have died in conventional violence.
The method of killing does not matter, whether it is through chemicals or shelling, MiG jets, public execution, or slaughter. Our children are killed by all sorts of weapons, and the world is watching our killing with silence and indifference.
Hadia, who's opened her home to other refugees, is glad the United States is pushing for a military option should diplomacy fail. She doesn't want the U.S. to just punish Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for allegedly using the weapons. She wants him gone. It's not a popular view among many fellow Arabs. Another member of the household, 20-year-old activist Ayman, says public opinion in the Middle East runs strongly against any type of intervention.
Many in the Arab countries do not support an American strike, and this is really embarrassing. The killing is continuously in front of their eyes, and they don't want a military strike.
Some fear it would launch a wider war, while others worry it would unleash the increasingly powerful jihadi elements among the rebels. Professor Christian Doneth.
There are a lot of kind of extremist elements in the resistance against Assad, and it's not clear that the U.S. would really get a much better outcome from those groups compared to the Assad regime.
For moderates like Hadia, that's okay, even though she says they don't represent the goals of her movement.
They are not us. Their thoughts are not like ours and do not represent us. But we need whoever can defend us. We need whoever can protect us against the world's silence.
The world is talking now about chemical weapons. At the same time, the conventional brutality and the extremism it created carry on. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.